about as big around as that cigarette, but maybe about that long. Mm-hmm. That'd be about the length of them. Mm-hmm. But we never had those big long ones at all that I know of.
Mm-hmm. I fished with those in Oregon. My dad lives in Oregon now. I was surprised to see them up there, but they take them right out in the Columbia River and fish for steelhead with them.
Well,
those great big worms. Oh, let's see. Around lakes, you sometimes find these little animals with hard shells.
Turtles.
And how about these hard-shelled animals that live in pastures and things like that?
Terrapins.
Around the light at night, well, let's say the little insect that lays eggs that hatch into larvae that eat wool.
Moths?
Uh-huh. What did you say it was?
Moths.
And then the little insect that flies around at night and winks a little light on and off.
That's a well, now some of them call them firebugs. I don't know which is the correct name. And I always call them a lightning bug.
Mm-hmm. I sure like to see them. Around the water, sometimes you see this insect with two sets of wings like that and a skinny rear end. And you might be blue, you might be green. If you're fishing, sometimes a light on your fish pole.
What would be now we don't have gulls here.
No, this is just a little bug.
Oh, it's a snake feeder, I think they call it.
Uh-huh, that's the one I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Did you ever call that anything else when you were a boy?
No, that's the only thing I ever call.
And how about this miserable little insect that'll get under your skin and bite you and make a little red welt?
Chiggers.
Oh, I hate those.
Yeah, oh, they're bad.
And these insects that will build nests and they're perhaps that long, and they can land on you and sting you. With
wasps?
It. Yeah, sting you again.
Well, there's a wasp, and then there's one they call a mud dauber, too.
Uh-huh. Do they sting?
You bet they do. Yeah, there's no difference in the in that part of the animal or insect, but the mud dauber is green, yellow, and the wasp is black. Mm-hmm. Do you take the Read Your Digest?
No.
There's a piece in that. No, it wasn't. It's the cornet in that about the wasp.
I like those pieces.
It's a good piece. I've never read it before or knew anything about them. They go out and, when they're going to go out to hunt something to eat, they go and dig a trench first, a grave, you know,
mm-hmm.
and they go out here and see whatever they prey on, and they light on him and sting him, and that kills him, generally. And then they take him and put him in that hole and cover him up.
I watched one of those in my backyard two days ago. I saw this. This little bitty old wasp and this great big old turf worm.
Ooh, yeah.
It was about that big around, almost as big as my pencil. And the wasp could just get his feet on the ground when he bit him. And then the thing was petrified.
Yeah.
He went over to a little hole, went down in the hole, and he came back, and then he pushed this worm down in there, and he backed down there. I guess they gave him another shot. And then he carried little grains of sand, one at a time, and put them in that hole, and he'd pack them in with his head.
And now, and I think this piece said that he laid his eggs down there, or she, and that was the food for the hatch.
Uh-huh. Well, I dug another one of those up in the yard. It just was petrified.
Is that
harder than a stone.
Well,
let's see. Any other kinds of, let's see, we have wasps and bees and anything else of that type that stings.
Well, there's a hornet.
Where do they make their nests?